Assiniboia. This article will focus on a factor people may take for granted. Assiniboia has made a name for itself in proving they are top-notch hosts when it comes to events and activities in our community. And it's a well-known fact that each time an event or activity is hosted, the bar seems to be raised just a little higher. However, top-notch events also bring forth top-notch benefits to the community, making the event or activity a win-win situation for everyone. Some naysayers might dismiss a community of 2,500, stating that the amount of traffic, visitors, players and their entourages, or attendees for any given event are not enough to make a difference. Here, I tell you, I beg to differ, and I will point out why. The total economic impact to the community is a compilation of direct and indirect expenditures. Direct impact, of course, results from the organizing committee that may include such things as extra staff brought in to assist with the event, adding hours to existing staff or hiring casual team members to fulfill the needs of the event. Either way here, money is flowing out of the facility and into the community. Goods and services are needed to run the event, such as more paper products, food products, and drinks, cleaning supplies, signage, programs and admittance tags that are all required for the positive fulfillment of the event. Provisions are needed for volunteers, officials and organizers that can include some of the same items in the above list, and additionally badges, lanyards or shirts to identify committee and volunteers, written guidelines that need copying in any event I've been part of. Organizers and volunteers are not paid, however they are compensated at times with meals and drinks in appreciation. Provisions, swag bags or bonuses to visiting teams, as well as prizes awarded at the end of an event, all of which need to be purchased somewhere, and with organizers recognizing the value of their sponsors, these purchases come from town. Marketing is a necessity to attract people to the event or activity, and it may come in local advertising venues, or posters being made, but it is purchased, and it does include other attractions in town benefiting everyone, as visitors have an option to check out all the town has to offer in addition to their attendance at the event. Marketing brings in the people who will attend the event, and these people in turn make purchases in the community, whether it is gas, food, lodging, purchases at the event or otherwise. Now on to indirect impacts from these hosted events or activities. Participants in the event itself, such as registered guests, players, coaches, managers, partygoers, etc., all expect to spend money at either the event itself or within the community while they are there. If you add organizers, volunteers, officials, music people, catering services, participants, players, coaches, fans, families and friends of any of these named people and potentially other visitors, well, that's a whole lot of opportunity for Assiniboia. Remember, not all meals are purchased or eaten at the venue, as some travelers arrive earlier, or choose to eat off-site, or want to grab some fresh snacks for their RV or hotel room, or want to grab a bite before they return home. Not all beverages will be ingested on-site either. Some folks want to stock up their trailers while there, hit an establishment, or buy some cold drinks from a convenience store because they forgot to chill their own. It's no secret that water bottles are likely one of the most popular purchases during an event, especially those that take place in the summer. Fuel isn't just purchased by travelers coming in, as often outdoor events require fuel for equipment used for the operation and maintenance of their event. Including these impacts listed, it can be a difficult number to evaluate, but it is safe to presume and assume that any event, regardless of size, can stimulate spending in the community in one manner or another. Think of yourself when you travel to an out-of-town event and what you spend your money on. Do you bring home souvenirs, purchase toiletries you forgot to pack, or made sure you tried a unique shop or restaurant in the community you visited, went for a swim, or took in a movie at local theater? These are exactly the same things visitors to events and activities in our community are doing. Other benefits can include improvements made in the community or venue to host their event. Look at the downtown revitalization work, or the new gazebo by the pool created by Communities in Bloom, or the soon-to-be-opened Sea Store and Dairy Queen. These just name a few, but those improvements will benefit these communities for many years to come. And rest assured, these things I mentioned don't just benefit those who live here. In the same breath, Positive financial results often go back into the community with a larger capital purchase or donation. Past community lotteries have benefited other community organizations. Past events have used surplus to purchase additional equipment for sports teams, new upgrades at the rink, and many more bonuses too numerous to mention. The success stories of sporting events in particular increase the likelihood of playing repeat host equals benefit. The success stories of sporting events also increase the likelihood of increased registration in those programs in upcoming years equals benefit. Sponsors will see the resulting benefits from their donations as they can capitalize on sales opportunities resulting from increased traffic in the community. And organizers will refer traffic from their event or activity to those sponsors to ensure they are showing their appreciation for their funding. Post-event benefits are often forgotten. Events that are talked about in local media outlets, or perhaps even on the local news or radio. Social media shout-outs after the curling club hosted a big-ticket event. These unpaid advertisements ensure that people want to come and visit your community either on a casual visit or the next time a big-ticket event comes to town. There is a giant circle of benefits that come to a community from playing hosts. Look no further than your local rink, ball diamond, ag grounds and hall, community center, museum or other venue for the next event. For 2025, organizers have already secured Canadian Mixed Curling Championships. Whether the event is annual, seasonal, at the high school or brand new, there is a plethora of benefits that come to the community that hosts events and activities. Let's not discount that with the benefits of hosting, there also presents multiple opportunities for a community. Consider these lists when you are asked to support, come on board of an organizing group, or help promote something upcoming in your town. Hosting can present a sense of community pride as well as a sense of accomplishment, and it goes without saying, the benefits of hosting are a big boost to the local economy.